and welcome to another Social Media Driving License podcast with me, Andy Priestner.
And me, Georgina Cronin. And today we're joined by Dr. Chris Hope, who is a member of the faculty at Cambridge Judge Business School. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Georgina. Hello, Andy.
Hello. Thanks for joining us, Chris. So this podcast relates specifically to your use of Twitter. So could you fill us in? Where are you at with Twitter at the moment? Is it a good thing? Is it a time thing? What is it?
I started using Twitter 2 years ago. I was really concerned that when journalists and people in the media were writing stories about climate change, they used to contact me 5 years ago. Mm. They used to ring me up and ask about what was my opinion. And they'd stopped doing that.
Right.
And I think it was you, Andy, who said, the reason they stopped doing that is because they're all on social media now and they would want to have contact with you that way.
Yeah.
You convinced me that Twitter might be a nice way of getting in contact with these people. So I started. I was a bit dubious at the start, but you gave me a lot of help. You arranged for me to be able to use Hootsuite, which means that I can organise the Twitter feeds much more effectively. And indeed, I now am in contact with the journalists and have had pieces in The Guardian. People at the BBC are now in contact with me, and whenever they're preparing stories about climate change, I get contacted by them. So it's been enormously effective in that way. And although I was dubious at the start and thought there'd be lots of stuff about celebrities, which I really wasn't interested in. In fact, because I only follow the people who are interested in climate change and the kinds of things I'm interested in, I don't get to see any of that side of Twitter at all.
It's possible to cut all that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got a list of about 50 or so people who are do a lot of tweeting about the things that I'm interested in. I make sure I follow them. Hootsuite allows me to put them on a special list. I'm following about 2,000 people altogether, but there's 50 or 60 that I really want to make sure I don't miss their tweets.
Yeah.
And I get informed about what's going on in the field that I'm interested in very quickly. For instance, just yesterday somebody tweeted a link to a paper saying that the East Antarctic ice sheet might be very close to a point of collapse and irreversible problems with it. I wouldn't have known about that paper if it hadn't been for that tweet, and I was able to follow it up and and look at the link and see what the research was all about.
Now, one thing that I was really surprised by, and it's nothing to do with my view of you and your abilities, but was how quickly you built up your followers. How did you achieve that?
I did it by looking for the people that I wanted to follow and following them, and they would often follow me back.
Right.
But I also made sure that I was tweeting fairly regularly to make sure every day, certainly during the week, I was probably tweeting or retweeting at least 10 things. And people were finding these useful, I think, and so I would build them up gradually. And then if I were producing a paper and I would tweet about that, that would tend to lead to a spike in interest. People go and read the paper in Nature or whatever it might be, and then I will get more followers that way.
So tying it into your blog helped, but it's also helped with traffic to your blog in terms of views, stats on that, I imagine.
Yes, yeah. I think that's right. The blog is something which I've been doing almost as long as Twitter. Yeah. I did start doing the tweeting first. But you very quickly find that there are some things you want to say that take more than 140 characters to say, but you don't want to write a whole academic paper about it, because you have to be very careful and spend a lot of time doing that, and you want to have something in between.
Yeah.
And that's really what the blog is. It allows me to write things which are maybe 500 words, that sort of length, and get them put out quite quickly and join in the conversation. And I encourage people to produce comments on the blog, and I will try and respond to them, and I will tweet about the blog, and that seems to tie in quite nicely.
One last question for you. We could sit here and talk for hours quite happily, but Hootsuite. You say you use that in order to manage Twitter. The reaction I get whenever I show that to anyone is, oh my God, that looks terrifying. How on earth are you not overwhelmed? How are you not overwhelmed?
I think some hand-holding at the beginning when I was getting used to it. People helped me to understand exactly how to organise things. And I managed not to be overwhelmed by making sure that I have this top climate list of people who I really want to follow. Yeah. With that, I probably get to see 100 tweets a day, something like that, from that list. And I can follow those up and retweet them, or I can reply to them. And that makes things manageable. But I still have the home feed of all the 2,000 people that I'm following going past very rapidly. And that's still there if I want to look at it. But I can also have things like a look at hashtags. So hashtag climate or hashtag methane. And I can look and see all the things that have been tweeted about that day.
So you set searches up to match your keywords that, you know, will pull tweets through for you.
And the things that I'm interested in, there's a little dashboard there. Yeah. I can see all the tweets in chronological order, you know, most recent first, and look and see if there's anything there that I need to respond to. And it means that if I want to just spend 5 minutes looking at it, I can find the most important and recent things. If I want to spend a little bit longer, I've got half an hour maybe, then I can look back in a bit more detail and search for the things that are really most interesting to me. And I can't emphasise enough, the number of things that I found out about because of them being tweeted by people on Twitter that I wouldn't otherwise have seen, or certainly wouldn't have seen so quickly, must be hundreds over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's really enabled me to be up to date with the debates that are going on, and to be able to contribute to those debates and get the responses back from people that I respect.
That's really good use of it.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for your time. We're almost out of it. So all remains to say is thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your experiences.
My pleasure.